Good morning and welcome to this service on Easter Sunday, coming to you from St. Martin's Church, North Nibley, and a very happy Easter to every one of you. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Faithful God, whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. On this day when Christ was raised from the dead to give us forgiveness for our sins, let us confess them before him. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We try to live by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We try to live by the light of our own eyes as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to a new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect for Easter Sunday, a special prayer. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you've broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. And we come to our readings. The psalm is Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my defence. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of his righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvellous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for evermore. Amen. A reading from Acts chapter 10. Then Peter began to speak. I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appoints as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Here endeth the reading. Now hear the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over, looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the other foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you'd carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I've not yet ascended to my Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I've seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Mary Magdalene, she ran to the tomb in the dark. She found the tomb empty, so she ran back to find Peter and John. All three ran back to the tomb, found it still empty, and went home again. But not Mary. She stayed. emotional, stressed, no doubt suffering from a lack of sleep. She was beside herself in grief. Then she saw two angels sitting at the head and foot of the stone bench, where only on Friday they'd laid the body, the bloody, broken and dead body of God incarnate. She thought that she'd understood what Jesus had taught his followers about what would happen at the end, but obviously she had misunderstood. She also misunderstood who the man was that spoke to her beside the tomb. Mary thought he was the gardener, which was understandable. After all, she was standing in a garden of rest in the dawn light of spring, half mad with anguish and grief. So seeing a gardener wasn't as daft as it seemed. There's always a lot of work to do in a spring garden. Christ is a gardener. He miraculously brings new life out of what appears to be dead seeds. He was, after all, the gardener who planted the Garden of Eden. That place, that morning, and at that time of day, it most definitely was. Ever since Eden was planted, Jesus makes all our gardens green. If we don't accept him as our risen saviour, he still makes our garden green. It's just that we choose to be a garden of weeds rather than the RHS, the Royal Holy Society garden that Christ has planned for us. Yet there is always the option for us to change our life, even at the late hour. Christ can make our garden green. Every year he sends us a season of spring, sprouts our veg, flowers, trees and grasses. And neither Paul with his church planting nor his colleague Apollos with his watering can in hand could do any good without Christ the gardener. And neither can we. Christ waters and tends our souls and makes them, like Jeremiah said, like a well-watered garden. Fed by water from God's holy well of love. If we let him, he will eradicate the bindweed and nettles from our hearts to bring forth the fruit of eternal life. On that morning, Christ the gardener brought forth from the tomb a bloody, broken and definitely dead body and resurrected it in the perfect form that we too as believers have inherited. And that is so much more than listening to any episode of Gardener's Question Time or visiting the RHS gardens can achieve. When Mary Magdalene was stood by the empty tomb, not understanding, weeping, she was representing the state of all mankind before that day, the day of Christ's resurrection. She was weeping over the dead. We need weep no more. The world, still racked and ruined as it is by humanity's stupidity, now has foolproof and unshakable evidence that on that final day, which will come, the world will be restored to the Garden of Eden, to all believers, however late we wake up to the conclusion that the resurrection is true. So this Easter, try and find a beautiful garden to sit in for a while and reflect upon what Christ the gardener can do for your life. Amen. Let us declare now our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and said to all the apostles, "This we have received. And this we believe. Amen." And we now come to our time of prayers of intercession. Christ is risen, and the power of his resurrection fills the world today with new life, hope and expectation. And so we bring him all our needs. Faithful God, we pray for your church today, celebrating the resurrection all over the world. Language, race and nationalities may be different, but our worship and our joy on the day of resurrection makes us one in the gospel. We pray that the Holy Spirit may guide and strengthen us in mission and service, praying that day by day we may grow in love for you and for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Lord, in mercy, hear our prayer.
Brilliant. Mighty God, we pray for the leaders of the nations of the world, that they may give priority to those with greatest need in the distribution of the world's basic resources. We especially pray on this special day for peace in the world and for countries where there is war and conflict, remembering especially Somalia. We remember today those involved in the fight against the terrorism around the world and for all the service personnel in active duty around the world.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Father God, at this joyful Eastertide, we pray for our families and friends, especially for those joining together during the Easter holidays. We pray for those around the world who are in need and ask you to look with pity on those who suffer. We pray for the brokenhearted, for the sick, for the lonely, that they will recognise you, the gardener, standing by them, that your very presence will comfort them in their time of need.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray that those who have recently died may share in the promise of new life, won for us by the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his triumph over death and the grave.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Faithful God, as we go out into the world, we pray that we may reflect your love in our families, our church and our community, so that the world can witness that we are followers of Christ and draw others into his living, loving care.
Merciful Father, accept these prayers, sake of your Son and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. God has claimed us as his own. He has brought us out of darkness. He has made us light to the world. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The peace, the risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you and those that you love, and also with you. Now the time has come to send you out into the community where we live and the people amongst whom we live. And so we pray that our Easter message will work through us and get to those people out in our community, which of course we can't do without your guidance and your Holy Spirit. So we pray that your Holy Spirit will send us out into the community to preach your resurrection on this glorious Easter day. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you and those that you love this day and forevermore. Amen. There is only one notice for today, Easter Sunday, and that is go and find a garden, sit in it, ponder upon the wonders of the resurrection, and eat an Easter egg. Bye.